Hi, this is Andrew Middleton here from the Learning, Teaching and Assessment in Higher Education podcast from Sheffield Hallam University in the UK. In this episode, I am joined by academic staff who, following an introduction to educational podcasting, talk about their initial ideas for using podcasting with their students. We had spent some time earlier in the session drawing the distinction between using audio in the Blackboard learning environment and working with audio that is pushed to the user in the form of podcasts. The first response that we hear from picks up on this distinction of media that sits in Blackboard and that is accessed there directly, like other resources, and media that is automatically distributed to people who have subscribed to the podcast. Anyway, here's the discussion. So, what was the idea that you came up with for your educational podcast, Peter?
We decided we had lots of different technologies available to us, but we're still not quite sure what podcast might give us that, just allowing pieces of video or pieces of audio to be freely available from Blackboard would give. We could just place bits of video, bits of audio in it for students to download if they want, and we hadn't yet come to a conclusion that we could enhance that experience using podcast.
Okay, were there any particular questions that were getting in the way of you developing any ideas, or it's just too big a thing to think about at the moment?
I think every idea that we thought we could use on Blackboard, so we couldn't think of an idea that would be more suitable for the podcast.
Although the idea of perhaps going out to a site, for example, and say interviewing people at that site, and then you could make that available later for download. But it's the very idea about, we don't want to get hung up on podcasting with the idea you've got to broadcast this in a weekly cycle or anything like that. You know, we weren't getting hung up on time particularly.
I think that's quite sensible, especially if you're thinking about podcasting for the first time. You're probably wanting to try a few things out, which is, you know, as I've said, is what I've been doing for the last year or so. So, okay, thanks for that. Let's move in this direction. Have we got an idea or more here?
We were looking at the suggestions you had about the programme format, and we would, I think, agree that an interview kind of format would be better, because particularly with two people, because in a sense that mirrors the sort of teacher-student relationship, and people, students, we hope, might respond to that better.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, more of a dialogue or discussion rather than a monologue or a lecture, just a lecture from the podcast would be a much better idea, having two people or more a discussion, because I'd be doing study skill support, so probably a question and answer session.
Question and answers.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, my first thought was to really go for talking about sort of monologue from lectures, really, but then talking about using discussions, it does seem like a good idea to see the relationship between how people pick up understanding, and the students may actually be able to gain something from that. And from my own area of bioscience, I think it's something we could perhaps do more of, although it might be quite tricky to build that in.
Okay, thanks for that. I think there are a couple of things there. One of the things is, it's quite difficult to monologue into a microphone. I'm doing it now, but there's only so much you can say before you really send the listeners to sleep. So the idea of getting at least another voice in there to challenge whatever you're saying and to help you, give you something to bounce off. And, you know, one of the difficult things is raising your game when you've got a microphone in front of you. So dialogues help to keep something interesting. The word lectures being mentioned, there are reasons why podcasting lectures is not a bad idea. In other words, it gives people an opportunity to go back and refresh some of the points that were made. But often we're talking about pieces of audio that last 45 minutes, an hour or longer. And trying to fit that into your day as a listener is quite a problem, actually. So I tend to veer away from lectures, and I think there are a lot more interesting things to do with small chunks of audio, especially for people starting out, you know, considering the idea. And we're just about to hear about one of those ideas right now, Dave. What sort of ideas have you had?
Well, between the four of us, we talked about opportunities when people come into the university. They're speakers of some kind, and they're valuable opportunities, and they're lost. And what we want to do is to create situations where students are asking those visiting speakers questions. In my case, because I'm from a careers background, we get employers in. And we actually find a lot of our students don't challenge employers about the things they say about their employment. So I would want to use podcasts and recorded podcasts of small sessions with employers to encourage students to ask more about what they'll be doing. And I think other colleagues can see parallels how they might use similar techniques in their subject areas.
Excellent. Any more ideas?
I think really following on from that, I think increasingly student engagement's becoming a problem sort of in mass lectures, and we've got increasing student numbers in our area. And I could see sort of podcasting used almost as learning nuggets for revision after a session or sort of a micro unit of work. I suppose it's very similar to sort of what you're saying, but you know, just very small snippets that could then sort of feed forward into sort of a group discussion for, you know, a live session, if you like, on a one-to-one basis.
Excellent, yeah.
The other thing we talked about was sort of keeping up with current affairs. I mean, certainly for my students in housing, that's a very important aspect that we ask them to do, but they don't always do it. And I think when you're talking about current affairs, you can often be talking about information overload. There's lots of different ways that you can get that information. Those kind of newsletters that come into your email box that you never get around to reading and so on. And what struck me when you were talking earlier was actually that you can get this information and you can listen to it while you're on the bus. You know, so for the busy professional, it might be a better way than actually downloading a newsletter off an email, for example.
Yeah, we've been talking about students and how we can use it in education, but actually maybe we're modelling professional practice here as well. You know, as podcasting emerges and it embeds itself generally with our students, they're going to go into the professional worlds. And I think, you know, we all need to keep up to date. And, you know, this may be just a model of how we might operate as professionals once we've graduated too. The idea of bringing experts in is a wonderful idea, I think, for podcasting, where you can hear the real person, that authentic voice from, you know, the job or the organisation where you intend to end up. And so bringing experts in cheaply, because you can actually record experts using telephones or voice over IP telephones, computer-based telephones. There are various ways of getting the experts and their voice into your learning environment, especially if you're looking at podcasts as being one of the channels of getting their voice out to the students. Again, with experts, I think you could almost look at students as being experts, thinking of a podcast assignment where your job as a student is to research and become an expert in a particular field and share that expert knowledge that you acquire in your assignment with your fellow students. Those recordings can be presented and released through a podcast as well. So, more ideas.
We thought of making sort of a podcast or digital audio learning object around communication skills, something we've done in the SIPL second. And you could have sort of basically a mock interview with a healthcare professional, perhaps and a patient, maybe a third voice, a facilitator, and sort of demonstrate good and bad techniques.
Excellent.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
Sort of building on that as well, that I'm a mental health nursing lecturer, and building on this, that we've got people where we're trying to teach them therapy skills, if you will, and it's not always that easy to be able to do live, although we probably could do. But the idea that we could podcast that, probably role play therapy sessions, podcasting. The other thing I was thinking about when you were talking about assessment is that students get freaked out by assessment, and I think even when lecturers talk about what's expected in a piece of an assessment, I think students are still freaked out because it's the person that's marking it, if you will, that's given the information they need to be able to write the assessment or whatever. Now I'm thinking about what you were saying there about students, maybe students that have done the assessment at some point and can deliver tips via podcasting on sort of things that help them when they were completing a piece of assessment.
Anyway, there are millions of ideas, and I'm sure we will think of other things as we go beyond this session. So thank you all for contributing those.
If you have any ideas that you think would be interesting to discuss in this podcast, then please do contact me. You can email me at lta-podcast@shu.ac.uk, or you can leave a comment on the show notes website, which you can find at http://ltapodcast.blogspot.com. Thanks for joining me.